Beverly Prescott, December 4, 2008.
We thank you so much for agreeing to participate in this project. It will surely benefit the community now and in the future. The goal of the questionnaire is to produce as detailed and coherent a narrative of your story as possible. In light of that, I encourage you to feel free not to worry about providing an answer that is too in-depth or too long. That is exactly what we want. Considering the time, we can play with that. I realize you have already signed the consent form, but I also want to let you know that you should feel free to tell me if there's any particular thing that you say during the course of your interview that you would prefer if we keep out of our educational exhibition or presentation materials, which will be created based on your interview. First question. Tell me about your place of birth and what was going on there as you were growing up. So where were you born and what do you remember about your early days there?
Okay. I was born in Gatun, former Kanazo. And our roots there were West Indians. We were under the American system and our families worked for the Americans. Okay, we are Panamanian, living and working with the Americans.
And what kind of work did you remember?
Okay, well, I remember the work on the locks. That was one of the main and the biggest place of employment. Industrial division. They had those that worked for the Army commissaries and Army motor transportation. And different establishments for the Army. I grew up on the Canal Zone. Haven't really lived in Panama itself ever, but I born and grew here in Panama, but I live always on the Canal Zone regime. I know went to school, Rainbow City Junior Senior High School, that's where I graduated, and I also became part of the job enforcement. I worked for the system under the U.S. government for a Coca-Cola commissary. I worked for Corozal commissary. I worked maintenance in Corozal also. I hold 27 years of working was with the American government.
Okay.